I was feeling that urge in the still small voice saying, this is not it. You're still talking about business. And I really want you to share with people that the personal finance success they desire does not happen without their commitment to personal development. Because before you can hold hundreds of thousands or you can hold millions, you have to be clear about how to hold yourself. You're listening to the Redefining Wealth Podcast with Patrice Washington. This is the space that you come to each and every week to learn more about what it means to chase purpose, not money. And this is a community that believes that wealth is so much more than just money and material possessions. We believe in the original 12th century definition of wealth, which says it's about the condition of well-being and happiness. And so every week we want to look at all the parts of our lives that are impacting our finances, the places where we are not well, and it is preventing us from our wealth building capacity. And we want to make sure that we have a process for how we deal with those things. And let me tell you, I don't even want to do all the stuff. I just want to jump straight in. There's no affirmation of the week this week because I want to dive straight in and say thank you. We are coming off the heels of Redefining Wealth Live 2023, our inaugural 3-day transformational event in Atlanta. And I know last week you got to hear a bit of the testimonials from people who were in the building because, child, I didn't have the strength. I needed to recuperate. But I have had a few days to process now, and I am still in awe. I am still in awe of being able to see a room full of purpose chasers from all over the world come together with this common theme, this common understanding, and this common desire for true transformation. And it was just beautiful. It is so hard to put into words the energy that was in the room. You know, when you hear it was a vibe, it was a vibe. It's just very hard to put into words the vibe that happened there, the sisterhood, the love, the encouragement, the genuine support. There was tears, there was laughter, there were aha moments. I truly feel, and I know this to be true because of the conversations I had with people, that chains were broken. And I just want to start by saying that Redefining Wealth Live was truly an answered prayer, truly an answered prayer. When I first got the idea to do Redefining Wealth Live, it was many years ago. We launched the podcast in 2017 and we grew very quickly, as you know, and I wanted to bring people together. And in 2019, we did Redefining Wealth Live, but I didn't quite have the framework, the know-how, and the true understanding of what this platform would evolve to become. So I made it a live podcast taping. This is in October 2019. And it was phenomenal. We've had people come from all over the world for a live podcast taping. And it was a beautiful event, but I knew that there was more. I didn't know how it would manifest. 2020, the pandemic hit, so that was out. By 2022, I was going through so many transitions in my own life. I definitely didn't have the capacity to hold space for a 3-day live event in this way. But October 2022, I felt released. I felt released, and I had a conversation with my good girlfriend, Dr. Darnielle Jarvie-Harmon, who you guys will hear from in a few weeks. Her book is coming out soon, Move to Millions. But I was actually going to dinner with her while she was in Atlanta to support a client. And we got into a conversation and I said, I really feel led to bring purpose chasers together. And she said, why don't you do it? And I said, well, you know, I've never really thrown a 3-day event in that way. And she said, I can support you. That's what we do. That's how my business is built. And because I was able to articulate the vision and enroll her in the vision and accept the support, I said, yes. Now, let me be clear. When I said yes, October 2022, there were still so many things that I had no idea were up ahead, right? No idea that so many things were up ahead. In December, I would be led to shut down one of our programs and reopen Mastery Momentum, which is my mastermind. which, you know, had a lot of clients get a bit upset, right? Because they love that community. But I was feeling that urge in the still small voice saying, this is not it. You're still talking about business. And I really want you to share with people that the personal finance success they desire does not happen without their commitment to personal development. Because before you can hold hundreds of thousands or you can hold millions, you have to be clear about how to hold yourself. How to hold yourself and your peace and your joy and everything that you say you desire, even when all hell is breaking loose. Because life is always gonna life. And so I feel like our job here has really evolved into making sure that as you redefine wealth for yourself, you have the capacity to hold it. And that wasn't clear to me until after I said yes to Redefining Wealth Live 2023. And then in January, I would feel the still small voice say, and also no more purpose to platform, not in this season. And for those of you who are OG listeners, you've been around for a while. You may hear people saying, you know, that I've been their coach or they're my clients. Most of them came through Purpose to Platform, which for our business was a multiple seven-figure stream of business. And I heard no more. And again, this is what it means to me to chase purpose, not money. I feel led, very spirit-led, that when my spirit says, go or stop, that I want to be obedient to that, even when I don't understand, even when it feels illogical to shut down a good thing, to shut down something that is working, to shut down something that people are asking for. What I have learned is that you can shut down good things to go after the God thing. And I knew that I had to say no to purpose to platform because it would be a distraction from not doubling, but tripling down on focusing on the pillars as the process for how you process life. So I said, okay, Command the Stage, another one of my signature programs. Holy Spirit said, no, not this year. So imagine planning towards a live event and literally dismantling all of the things that you have used to build your business over the last 3 or 4 years, even though they are working. This was obedience. And I didn't understand it when the year started, but I was committed. And I'm always committed to obedience, even when it's not convenient. And it was not convenient not to have these programs, to be quite honest with you. It was not the easiest thing. I didn't know that I would abruptly end up selling my house earlier this year and move and all of the things that have taken place this year. But now, looking back, I can see what it was developing in me was the process, right? And so what has come about this year because of launching Redefining Wealth Live 2023, the soul detox, which I've invited you to a couple times. For those of you who've been there, you know how powerful it was and that experience is. It was what informed what would become Redefining Wealth Live 2023. Are you ready for Redefining Wealth Live 2024? I hope so, because we already have everything locked in and all we need is you, October 11th through 13th in Atlanta, Georgia. Do not miss this. Right now we have early bird tickets on sale. You know you want to come, so you might as well lock in that ticket right now. Click the link below or go to redefiningwealthlive.com to secure your seat today. Not being distracted by the things that may have been good, but the season is up, so I can go after what God has for me, is what really illuminated the process that we experienced at Redefining Wealth Live. And so you will hear more and more about this. I can't wait. I just had an example today of how it comes into place. But over the 3 days that I spent with incredible women from all over the world, we went through the awakening phase, that's getting off autopilot and waking up, arising from slumber into the things in your life that are just no longer serving you. The things that you've accepted, the things that you've tolerated, the things that you've romanticized, normalized, spiritualized, and intellectualized in order to keep yourself safe and comfortable, and also possibly in order to cope. But now that you desire more authentic success, and you want to be in alignment and you want to be genuine right? It's not working anymore. We went through a full day of working around those things. And then day two, we went through redefining. Once we awaken, now we can redefine because we realize I no longer want to define what success, love, peace, joy, or wealth looks like for me based on external definitions. I want to define for myself what feels good for me. What does this look like? And I will not dumb down my desires to make someone else comfortable. I will know and own what I need, want, and desire for myself. Do you realize how powerful that is? You talk about chains breaking in that space. You talk about people being able to dream again. One of our most downloaded episodes from the last few years is the episode where I announced my separation, and it was called Dream a New Dream. And I didn't realize until I started to coach again in Mastery Momentum how hard it is for so many of us to dream a new dream. Many of us are living expired dreams. Many of us are living in the seasons that we prayed for. And yes, we needed those and we prayed for those in a past season, but it is okay to acknowledge when a season is up. And so this weekend, the Redefining Wealth Live weekend, what it did for people in terms of being able to dream and see new possibility and release things that no longer serve them because they realized God always has greater available to me was just beautiful to watch in real time. It was beautiful to see people be supported in this way. And the third day, we went through actualizing, and that was, what is my game plan for when I get back home? What are the steps that I know I have to take? I can't talk about it anymore. I have to be about it. There was so much brainstorming around what are my next steps, and then also a lot of role playing around dealing with boundaries. Not just setting them, but enforcing them, and also practicing the scripts of what is necessary when it's time to have uncomfortable conversations with people who were okay with you not having the desires of your heart because it gave them the desires of theirs. It allowed them to use you. And that doesn't mean in a bad way, but sometimes it just made them more comfortable for.
Introducing Wondersuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the Wondersuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
You to stay in a certain place because it provided safety or comfort or validation or affection or whatever it is for them, but didn't necessarily please you. So it was incredible. So, you know, as a recap, I just want to start by thanking every single person. I mean, from the person who bought the early bird ticket when I first announced it and didn't even have a venue earlier this year, to the person, Nicole, who heard me on Morning Mindset with my girl, Ty Beauchamp, on Tuesday. The event started on Thursday. She heard me on a Tuesday morning, I believe, in the Virgin Islands, said, I have to be there, bought a ticket, bought a plane ticket, missed a storm by hours to get out and came and receive the breakthrough that she wanted from clients coming from Jamaica and Canada and just all over the world. Thank you so much for believing in me, for believing in yourself, and for trusting the space so that you could get exactly what you needed. My prayer was that God will blow my mind, and I'm literally still in awe of the stories and the testimonies that are coming through and just all the feels from being able to hug so many incredible people. The posture of the entire event was really, if I could sum it up, community. It just felt like people who had known each other for so many years. And I think that's what is possible and what's powerful about even me saying for my community and my prayer is that I don't just want like-minded people. It's not enough to be like-minded, because when you're just of like mind, you don't stretch each other all the time. You don't necessarily challenge each other. You don't offer possibly different perspectives. So I like to be around people who are not like-minded. I love to be around people who don't come from the neighborhood that I come from. They don't have the same socioeconomic background. But if we are like-hearted, then we can sit in a space, not necessarily believe all the same things, but we can still love, serve, and pour into one another. The Institute for Redefining Wealth offers a 12-month journey to help you redefine wealth using our unique yet proven framework for financial wellness. We'll be your accountability partner, providing clear success paths, resources, and motivation to keep you on track as you work toward your professional and financial goals. Join me along with purpose chasers from all around the world as we level up pillar by pillar to achieve the lives we say we desire. It all begins with a 30-day authentic alignment audit to identify areas of your life that just may be out of sync with your goals. You'll gain access to in-depth training modules, categorized podcast selections, monthly pillar themes, and challenges with cash and prize giveaways, as well as a resource library tailored to your chosen membership level. For more details, visit redefiningwealth.institute. That's redefiningwealth.institute. I can't wait to see you there. And what I felt in that space, and it was from everyone that I spoke to, from speakers, we had Rachel Luna, my girl, who's the author of Permission to Offend, and the great Nakia Homer. They supported during the VIP day, which was day zero. They said, it's something about this room. It's something about these women, right? And then Dr. Darnielle spoke on Saturday, and just there were so many people there. They kept saying, it's something about this room. You know it's good when even the DJ says, listen. Shout out to DJ Reese. Listen, I DJ a lot of events, but there was something special about this room. I know that the people who were in the room were God sent. I know that their souls brought them there. And I know that I was praying for them before they even knew a Redefining Wealth Live would ever exist. And you could feel it. You could feel it. You could feel the energy. You could feel the love. You could feel the support. You could feel the genuine kindness. You could feel that there was no judgment. The things that people were able to share. When someone said this was more than a safe space, because a lot of people will build their communities or build their events as a safe space. This was an aligned space. It was a purpose-led space. It was a very spiritual space. It was a beautiful space to be in. And I really do hope that you will allow yourself to get in the space in 2024, because I do feel like this is just the beginning. This is just the beginning. You know how sometimes you got to just do it to prove to yourself you could do it? I proved to myself that I could do it. I loved every moment of it. And we've already actually chosen the theme for 2024. This year, the theme was Meant for More. But as I watched one of my clients, Marsha Ann Donaldson from Jamaica, she took the stage and gave a purpose talk. And in 8 minutes, she's a client who's gone through Purpose the Platform, Command the Stage, and now Mastery and Momentum. And what I saw as I sat in the back of the room, just beaming with joy and love and pride, and just knowing that this is not the woman I met 3 years ago. Like, this is not the same person. And I watched her captivate the room and the audience and command the stage. And I thought, this is an example of what it looks like to live free, to live freely, to just be free, to be your authentic self, to own the stories that someone would try to weaponize at one time in your life, to be able to own them and use them to be an illustration of what's possible, to be a victor and not a victim. This is what living free looks like. And this is the desire of my heart for everyone who comes through these programs and comes into community with me, is that we can awaken to what doesn't work, redefine and what we want, what our genuine desires are, and then actualize, live it out, live out the abundance we say we desire. That is living free. So I just want to say thank you again to everyone who was in attendance, but I have to thank all of the volunteers who were purpose chasers, people who saw me post one video on my Insta stories and say, I want to be there, I want to support. And they worked tirelessly to create such a beautiful environment. I want to thank the volunteers. I want to thank the vendors, my team, of course, because without my team, there is no Patrice Washington. So everyone who participates as a team member. And I would be remiss to not thank the sponsors. First of all, Body, formerly Beachbody, was a sponsor of Redefining Wealth Live. And between them and Rika, the shoe company, who gave 50 pair of shoes to all of our VIP attendees and all of our volunteers. Thank you to Rika. They also sponsored a workout session with super trainer Lacey Green, which was absolutely incredible. Everyone had so much fun and got to start their day the Rika way, with their Rika shoes on. It was beautiful. Kinlo, by Naomi Osaka, they donated large. I mean, the swag bags were swaggy, okay? The swag bags had full-size products of all of the things. Thank you to Kinlo and all of the other beauty sponsors that really hooked my ladies up. I love you guys. I appreciate you so much. And Halter Group, which is an investment company, who came through, they gave a short presentation, but they were such a blessing in seeing the vision of what we want to do at Redefining Wealth Live. And again, I think it's just the beginning. There is so much more to do. I hope we can get more purpose chasers in the room next time. But also shout out to the virtual attendees who were logged in from all over the world for all 3 days, who really held it down. They had a wonderful experience as well. And it's such an honor. It's such an honor. And I have to tell you guys, I've been saying this for, I don't know, probably over a year. But we also launched something. I got to show you. I got to show you. If you're listening, you need to come to YouTube. We finally launched our Redefining Wealth affirmation cards. We launched them at the event. So we are going to be getting these online so you can order them on demand. They are by pillar, which is really cool. And we finally launched our first Redefining Wealth 90-day planner and transformational journal. Ooh, you talk about a labor of love, but I am so excited. It came out beautifully. This is the first iteration, and we'll also be putting these online. If you weren't there to get yours in person, they did sell out. We're going to make sure that we launch the store soon. So be on the lookout for that. And lastly, we launched the Redefining Wealth Institute, or it's actually called the Institute for Redefining Wealth. Excuse me. But I'm super excited to have multiple ways in which you can go deeper in this work of redefining wealth. You can go deeper in getting the resources that will help you awaken, redefine, and actualize for yourself. This is all about you being able to navigate all of the personal things that are preventing you from being able to truly move forward with the professional pursuits. Remember, something that we say here often is your business, your life, your purpose will only grow to the extent you're willing to heal. And the truth is, we have some areas of our lives in those pillars where we need to clear clutter so that we can experience the fullness of what we say we want. And I'm so excited that the Institute is now open. We enrolled our first 50 people. Yeah, 50% of the audience enrolled in the Institute. And I want to extend that to you as well. So if you want more information, go to redefiningwealth.institute. That's redefiningwealth.institute to learn more about how you can come in closer and get the support and feel the love and the energy and the kindness and the accountability of an entire community of purpose chasers from all over the world. We're not all like-minded, but we are like-hearted, and we want to see each other grow and have whatever we say, whatever you say the desire of your heart is in this season, and whatever pillar you want to be supported in, we want to be there to do that with you. So redefiningwealth.institute. And there's a link somewhere around this video or this audio where you can learn more about grabbing your ticket for Redefining Wealth Live 2024. It will be October, same month, in Atlanta, same city. So come, get in the room, come feel it for yourself. You need to experience this for yourself. I promise you, you will not be disappointed. And you have 12 months to plan. So let's stop acting. Let's learn to build our lives around what we say we want and not wait till the last minute to see if it fits in. What if you took another approach and said, I'm going to be in Atlanta, I'm going to be there for Redefining Wealth Live, and you let everything else fall where it may? It'll work out. Trust me. So until next time, again, thank you to everyone who is a part of Redefining Wealth Live. And thank you to everyone in this community, because without you, there would be no Redefining Wealth Live. Until next time, please go live your life's purpose, find fulfillment, and earn more without ever chasing money. Talk to you later.